359. It's the bye week, which means the Hawks are not playing. It means Drake is playing. He is back in the game, back for this episode, and we're excited to have him. We're excited to have you here to listen to 70 minutes of us it's just three dudes talking on microphones, having a good time, talking about fun things that make us happy. Sit in with us, have some fun. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Washington Walk-Ons fans, episode 359 of the podcast. And Kluver told me that the shit Hawkeyes don't play football this week, and so that I could come back to the podcast and we talk about everything except for their dog shit performance. So that's what we're going to do. And we were talking about deferred judgment before this thing started, and hopefully the podcast is along those lines. Kluver?
Along the lines of deferred judgment?
I don't know, just like, you know, out of bounds, off the rails.
It could be. It could be. I don't know. We're doing a top five tonight. Drake had his done after we decided what we were doing it on within a matter of minutes. Interesting to hear.
I had one other thing that I was going to add to the list, and I forgot what it was.
Well, the thing that you texted us?
No. About an hour ago, I was thinking about that list, and one other thing popped into my mind, and I was like, "Oh, I mean, obviously, I can't leave that off the list." And now I've forgotten it.
We'll get there in a bit, and I'll probably put it in the description. So if you really want to know what top five we're doing before we get there, just look in the description. We're gonna do some awards winners tonight, and we'll probably have to pick those on the fly because I haven't looked at any bets. I do have our DRF boost of the week. Kevin might not like that. I'm outsourcing to my brother for bets,
and that's just he somehow hit last week.
Covered. Drake, do you even know about this?
Nope.
So last week, Kansas. I don't even know how much you've been paying attention to college football in general. Kansas was undefeated at 5-0. They had game day. TCU at Kansas. The over under 68.5. There was how many points at halftime, Kev? Total? Like 12?
I want to say it was like 10. No, it was like.
The 10 to 3?
It was like 13 at halftime, I think.
Okay.
It was like, so, yeah.
That's where they were sitting. They both score three touchdowns in the third quarter. They run that thing into the fourth, and it goes 69 for a nice cover of 68.5 in the over. That was the boost last week that we partnered with DRF on. Shout out to DRF for being sponsored to the show.
It was 10-3 at halftime.
Wow. Bane lurking. Bane lurking in the background. Also, what really sucks and is also an interesting point about that game is their quarterback was largely, what's his name? Jalen Daniels, Kev? Is that right? Kansas?
Yeah.
He got hurt and he wasn't in the second half. And that's when they scored all their points. So interesting figure there. This week we will get there, but we have another boost. And the boost has hit 2 weeks in a row, by the way. So we'll get there in a second. Did you guys see Caitlin Clark sign the old NIL deal with the Nike? So how much money?
I want to know what she got. Does anybody
how much
disclosed info?
How much change is that?
Yeah, somebody's got to know.
I don't think she's in any hurry to go to the WNBA. That's for sure.
No, dude.
If I'm her, I'm milking every year that they'll give me.
Yeah.
Financially, is there any reason in her
financial interest to get her and try to get a medical red shirt?
I don't think she used her original red shirt. She played as a true freshman.
She didn't. It was absolutely in her financial interest. Now, this would make no sense because then she's not on the court playing,
but if she's not on the court playing, then she's got more time to advertise.
But it's a scummy. That's a scummy move. Hey, ladies, I'm going to take the year off just so that I can get another year's worth of NIL.
Yeah. You guys understand?
I don't know.
It's Nike.
She's got 2 years left.
Phil Knight.
She has. God, what is that check worth, though?
It's a lot.
And what does that gear kit look like? You think it was sick when we walked into camp every fall and we got like two new pairs of? We just talked about it the other day because I was wearing my. You were flabbergasted that I was still wearing my shoes from Iowa, and I was like, bro, I got three more pairs on deck.
I've still not touched like three or four pairs.
You don't have any of those left, Drake?
Drake's a sneakerhead, man. He tosses those all in the trash.
You're an asshole.
Kevin got it. I mean,
you're an asshole.
I worked out in them, trained them hard for a bit, and then threw them away.
Okay. I think George's, to speak of a sneaker collection, I think George's sneaker collection is collectively worth more than I am as an entire individual.
Dude.
And I'm not broke, you know? Like, but George's.
It's worth a lot.
It's worth a lot of money.
It is worth a lot.
He's got an entire shoe closet.
Yeah, yeah. Two of them, actually. He's got one in Nashville and one in San Francisco.
I mean, fuck that guy, right? I mean, 75 mil? Fuck that guy. Now,
hey, don't forget about marketing, brother.
That's a joke. And about
taxes.
I was going to say, well, yeah, that's true. 75 is just the salary. He makes just as much or more in sponsorships, probably.
I don't close. Know about that, but I hope that was.
Yeah, his contract is pretty big, but he definitely is in the million. He's making over seven figures a year in sponsorships and ads. No doubt. Speaking of George, he added. Our Clash of Clans is exclusive, right? It is to friends.
It's damn near a decade old.
We're going on a decade. They just introduced a new town hall, which just completely flipped me on my head.
Right. Like, we thought we were almost there, and then.
Dude, boom, I was close.
New town hall. I
was about to upgrade to the top town hall level, and I had everything upgraded except for what was available at that next town hall. They drop a new one on us, but it's okay. Because George just went and added Marlon Mack to our clan.
You're lying.
No, legit. So now Marlon Mack and Kurt Benkert, the backup quarterback, are both in our Clash of Clans clan.
Dude, and that's the funny thing is that I've been around George when he talks about the Clash of Clans clan.
He's into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ike the other day, it was so fun. I know no one gives a shit about Clash of Clans. If you haven't figured out, by the way, listening to the Washed Up Walk-Ons here, episode 359, we got Drake back. That means automatically not going to be a lot of football talk. And this is a bye week, good vibes, grab yourself a latte. That might be a hint at the top five we're doing later.
Oopsies.
Grab yourself a latte, snuggle in on the couch. Listen to the boys talk about everything else but football, although we do have a fantasy football update to get to because we're in three separate leagues, and I can't wait to hear how you guys are doing. Myself, I'm getting butt-fucked. Okay. Clash of Clans. Ike sends us a message the other day. He goes, Kluve, your base is insane. How much money have you spent on that thing? And I said, I don't spend any money. Like, I buy like a little season pass. It's very inexpensive. I've just put in... I mean, there was a summer where Kevin and I laid in our beds after workouts.
Summer 2014.
And we would play Clash of Clans on our phone for hours, like till dinner. It was unbelievable. Kevin and I did a lot of questionable things in college, but nothing that I regret.
You don't regret a single thing?
That might be a good conversation. You guys regret anything from our four and a half semesters at college? Or yeah, nine? What?
That could be good for a top five. Man,
top five things we regret from our college years.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, list could get so bad.
Drake, I have number one on your list. I already
don't say
know.
It out loud. Don't say it before I know it.
We all know it.
What?
Oh man. And now every
does chemistry class.
Yep. Yep. That's it. That's it. Yep. Yeah,
that's definitely making the list.
God, the neck. Oh, whoo, yeesh. Get home safe on that one. Everybody at home now, start thinking, put your list together. We'd love to hear your top five most regrettable moments.
I'm still so upset that I'm forgetting what was going on my list, high on my list, and I took a nap and it literally fell out of my brain.
Yeah. Well, can we say we're surprised, Kev, about that one?
No, that was a lock, mortal lock to be on there.
Mortal lock for something to fall out of Drake's brain. back to this Caitlin Clark NIL deal. I have to imagine that NIL deal with Nike is a half mil by itself. Am I out of bounds there? Or you think that's close?
She got a half a million from Hy-Vee. This is Nike.
I don't think anybody knows exactly how much she got from Hy-Vee. I think the best estimates are around a quarter. So you'd have to think from Nike it's at least half.
Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you that Nike is not cashing or cutting checks less than six figures. That's for damn sure. I don't think their accounting even goes that small.
It's not allowed to write a check.
The rounding does not go that small. You have to round it up after that.
It's like, hey, so this deal is for 47,000. No, it's not. It's for 100,000.
For 100,000 even.
You know what might be even cooler? Because she's got the money. Like she's built up now. With the Nike thing is the opportunities and like the commercials that she's going to be in.
Mean when she hangs out with LeBron?
Yeah, because there's only five athletes, male and female, that got the deal. Bronny is one of them.
And she's a basketball
Bronny's
player.
Still in high school, no?
Yes. Bronny is estimated to be the – I mean, and it makes sense. It's obvious, like obviously. But Bronny is expected to be the most valuable NIL.
Yeah, he's part of FaZe.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What endorsement deal did his father sign with Nike? I think it's something ridiculous.
It's a billion-dollar lifetime contract.
Yeah, so – no shit. He's going to have a decent deal.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. Bronny was one of the – that's who Caitlin Clark's rolling around with. And I don't know the other three athletes. There was one other girl, and then there were two other guys. And I think they were all –
someone posted in the Discord about the LSU gymnast just making stupid money.
Livy Dunn.
Stupid money.
Yeah. She's –
she must have an OnlyFans or something.
Nope.
Here we go.
Probably not.
Here we go. Hawk dongs? Dude, you have no idea how many people sent me a message saying that they spit out their coffee, their water. They laughed out loud embarrassingly at work. They almost swerved off the road. They forgot to like stir the macaroni and cheese that they were making for their kid because of that segment of Hawk, like on that show that we did.
You're welcome for Hawk Dongs.
Someone's going to steal the idea that the LSU gymnast got huge on TikTok. TikTok's insane. The people who are big on TikTok, forget about it. Massive. Is it partially because of her looks? Yes. Yes, it is. If she had an OnlyFans, would she make triple the money? Yes. Yes, she would. Does she ever need to do anything gymnast related again in her life to be financially taken care of? No, she doesn't. Pays dev tits. And that's where it is. Kevin, you have a nice chest on you. I'm telling you, man. Start up that OnlyFans. That's where this all goes. You know that, right? As Wash Up Walk On slides into the abyss, that's where this goes. We're going to start selling shirtless pictures of Kevin. That's the entry level.
Well, I mean, you've unfortunately saturated the market with them, so they're kind of worthless now.
Very true. You're right. You give them away for free.
Yeah, you've got worse inflation problems than our man Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve.
Is there a current event joke that I'm missing there?
They just print cash over there. It's just can have some, you can have some, and then here's 40% inflation in your face.
Yeah, we got any thoughts about the economy right now? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, here's my thoughts.
Oh yeah, you're wearing the sweatshirt.
fuck that old cunt.
Okay. And we're back. We're back into the 200 range of the episodes we had where we really had our edge on us. Yeah, I think we're in a recession or we're close, right? Somewhere around there?
They're forecasting for it, yeah.
Oh, good for us. Perfect time to be in
the dip.
Find a stable job.
Yikes.
Clove.
That might be bad. Oof. To all my clients out there on the fitness side of things, please remember that your fitness is important and you need me. You absolutely need me. So Caitlin Clark is, she's going to be fine. She'll be good through the recession. She will be just fine.
Caitlin Clark is what they call recession proof.
Yeah. Yeah. Her value is going to stay up.
Her shot won't dry up.
I want to take a quick second. This is on a personal note. I had this written down. I'm going to go through individually and do it. And this is really for the Patreon members because one of you insane, Eric, you know who you are. You did this. For the last 2 weeks, I've had baby gifts showing up in my house because the walk-on army is absurd. And they found our registry and started buying shit on it.
Really?
So I don't want you to do that. In no way, and I guess by bringing this up, that's probably going to trigger a couple people to go do it again. It's fine if
you're asking for more. It's okay. You're being.
It's fine if you do, and if you want to buy the most expensive items, I'm not going to stop you from doing it. And there's also a diaper fund on there. And if you know the current donation,
if you don't want his kid to shit its pants, then I mean,
it is what it is. No, but jokes aside, any of you
/washupwalkons
patreon.com/washupwalkons. Jokes aside, any of you who have gone and done that or even just like messaged me about, hey, excited for like a couple of you are like, I can't wait. You're going to be a great dad. I'm like, holy shit, dude.
That's still up for question.
Definitely not guaranteed at this point.
That one is going to have to take the stand here in a couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that one, that court case will be figured
open
out before
for a bit.
Well, but closed before the Doyle court case because, you know, they're all the, you know, the players, they can't figure their shit out on that one. By the way, they just got caught lying again, on that. So good luck for them. Thank you to anybody who went and did that. I appreciate it very much. My wife appreciates it very much. It's completely unnecessary. And, you guys are insane psychos. Jack Gervais.
What a play by the kid.
Fucking A, huh?
Hey, reliable. See how he didn't fall down?
He got a better pass.
He's got better feet, too.
I'm not going to – I won't deny that. you want to know something funny? So I've improved myself physically from the polecat days. I think you guys can both attest to that. In fact, Drake, as
you're
much
not a
as he
tub of shit anymore.
Yeah, as much as Drake hates to give me compliments, the other day I put something on Instagram that even he's like, "Dude, I fucking hate you and you're fat and bald, but this is impressive." Is basically what he said.
Was it you doing those like handstand thing about
yeah. It was, man.
L-sit to handstand? Yeah. And and so I've been feeling myself lately. I feel more athletic. I'm 20 pounds less than I was, and the body comp is way better than it was. The other day, for the first time, and you can believe this or not, the other day for the first time for 10 minutes, I was fucking livid that I did not score on polecat. I got pissed. I got pissed because I know that if you put me in that spot now, I walk into the end zone and I punt that ball 40 rows high. But, and I actually don't know that for sure. It was the catch. I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging here for a fat 5'10 long snapper who's never in that spot in front of 70,000. I made that catch look a lot easier than in any of you listening would.
And I think we've given you your due props on the catch.
You have.
And, which is why we feel comfortable making fun of the fact that you got scared of the 5-yard line.
Right,
Right.
And started stumbling.
But the other day, for the first time, I was like, I'm a fucking unit now. And this guy would have scored. But in college, I was eating Jack's pizza. I was eating Jack's pizzas, you know, a lot of them. In fact, when I was gaining weight after our time was over.
So what you're saying is Doyle potentially had your optimal body weight wrong? He should have dropped you to 210.
Maybe I don't think
on your feet.
I don't think it would. That's a good question, actually. I've thought back to that a lot because obviously Coach had and the staff, they had their idea of where everybody was going to play their best at. To be honest, Drake, I don't think Coach Doyle gave a flying fuck about what weight I was at relative to my play on the field. It didn't affect anything. I don't think
he didn't ask you to block at all.
Right. And I don't think he wanted me to be the only time I had to be athletic at all was, okay, the snap is away. I need to run down. So he didn't want me to be over 220 because he knew that I was already slow. Mm-hmm. And if I add weight, I ain't getting faster. I think to an extent he didn't really, you know, to get off some of those blocks. I mean, I was going up against guys like you, 235, 240 backup linebackers who were way more athletic and 20 pounds heavier. So yeah, I probably did need the weight that I had, but yeah, man, for the first time the other day, I actually got pissed. I had never in what is it? 5 years, 5 years, never thought about it. Never. And the other day, just because of where I've brought myself physically, I was not happy. I had to lay down and breathe for a second. So just thought I'd put that. Anyway, Jake Gervais, he makes teams, he makes rosters, and now he makes plays. And I don't like seeing it, but I do. You know? You guys see him put Haley on blast?
Oh, I talked to him about that.
I
said, dude, he's filing divorce papers.
I said the same thing. I sent him a message and I said, oh, you're fucking dead.
He did that to the woman carrying his child.
You're dead. and then she blasted him and I screenshotted the last one of the three pictures that she put up because it was embarrassing. It was Gervais has some of the most you think some of the photos in the Discord of the people who are Patreon subs, you think you find funny photos of the three of us from our Facebooks, our Instagram? Gervais's throwback photos to high school? Yikes. That boy went through an awkward stage.
Oh, yeah.
Like an awkward decade.
Hey, but guess what? He came out on the other side of it looking exactly like Cooper Kupp and winning a Super Bowl on his team. So
attractive kid. Now and he's got a Super Bowl ring and he's making active rosters, getting my yearly income in a week.
Dude, think about this. In 2000, I was cheering my ass off for the St. Louis Rams in the Super Bowl against one, or was it 2001 against one Tom Brady?
Yep.
And now Jack Gervais
has
a Super Bowl ring for that team.
And while Jake is, out of the four of us, the only one to play in a Super Bowl, I do know one thing about championship caliber people, championship caliber companies, organizations, and that is they are great at the fundamentals. And you want to talk about a company that does things like Jake Gervais plays football, there's a reason he hangs around. Well, then we got to talk about AdCraft, custom apparel and merchandise. Over from Jake's neck of the woods on the east side of the state of Iowa, we, you know, it's colder now. It's getting a little chilly as we dip into October, closing in on the winter months. If you need some custom sweatshirts, some custom cold gear, in fact, we'll be running our Christmas store merch in just over a month. Look no further than AdCraft Custom Apparel and Merchandise. They can take care of all of your custom printing, designing, pick, pack, and shipping needs when it comes to creating sweatshirts, t-shirts, long sleeves, hats, shorts, socks. I don't think they can do blankets, but maybe they should get into that. They are incredible people. They're a Super Bowl caliber company. that we love working with and we are going to continue to work with as time goes on. Shout out to AdCraft Custom Apparel and Merchandise. Go to adcraftwebstores.com to start your journey with AdCraft today. Now, let's get back to the show. And Tom Brady's still playing, although marriage not doing as well. Guy chose football over his supermodel wife.
Gangster, married to it.
Sorry, ladies, you can't win. Oops. That's a Kevin move. That's a Kevin move.
Hey, the guy chose football immortality over a marriage that is just for this world. So the marriage was going to die eventually, whether by court or by the lack of beating hearts. But that man's name will live on forever.
It would have anyway.
Because now he's not just the GOAT. He's not just Tom Brady with the 7 Super Bowls that played 25 years in the NFL. He's Tom Brady who divorced one of the richest supermodels of all time.
For the game.
At 45 years old.
Now, here's the question, right? He was going to retire after last season. Right. Did retire. A lot of that was family-based. If the family issues are apparently no longer a thing, does the guy just keep playing?
He got to keep playing.
Hey, forget his kids. Forget everything, man.
You can't forsake your marriage for just one season, right? You got to get at least 3 seasons out of a failed marriage, right?
Sign into a 4-year contract. Let's go.
There's no way his kids don't love being Tom Brady's kids being in the NFL and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like it, his kids are enjoying him being in the NFL.
I mean, maybe he'll try to do the LeBron James and play until his kids can play with him.
No shot. I think his oldest kid is like, fuck. I mean, he'd have to be in the league another like 8 or 9 years, I think.
Right.
You think he could play at 54?
Well, he's shown that he can do it at 45, and we said no chance to that. So here we are.
Dude, 45 years old.
Dude, and let's see what he looked like coming out of college, Kluver? He's got a way better glow up than you. He looked worse, and now he's right. Tom Brady.
Yeah, you're right.
He was ugly. He was fat. He was unathletic. Somehow he still got drafted because he could play quarterback, which is kind of crazy that you can play quarterback with all of those physical disabilities. And here we are. Now he's shredded, old, hot as fuck.
I wouldn't go as far as shredded.
For 45 and what Tom Brady started with, but he is shredded. And the fact that he has to keep mobility for – in his shoulders for playing quarterback?
Respect to that. That's because my shoulder was hurting today during fucking clean and jerk.
At 23, when he should have been ripped, he looked like a tub of shit.
He did.
At 45, when he typically would look like a tub of shit, looks the best he's ever looked.
What's a bad ice cream? Like what's the worst ice cream?
Freezer burnt vanilla from Walmart.
Like an old
gallon.
Like an old, like almond ice cream. He looked like a tub of that coming out of college.
He was a tub of tapioca, bruh.
Yes. Gervais is just getting fakes called for him. I mean, what the fuck?
And executing to perfection, so now it's not going to be the only one.
Right.
Now he's the guy you can rely on in crucial situations.
Getting airtime after it. They got the camera on him. Bruh. He's on the Microsoft pad, like, yep, that was me.
That's me.
I did that.
Sending it to himself. That's all he was doing on the Microsoft
pad. He was screenshotting
it to himself real quick.
He's putting it on his Insta story mid-game.
Mid-game. He's logging into Instagram. Did y'all see that shit?
Oh, I'm a legend. Unbelievable. Let's get some quickly, thank you to everybody on the YouTube. We crossed over 2,000 subscribers on YouTube. Which is kind of a big deal. I think we're actually like closing in on 2,100 now. Over 100,000
beast.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy. Over 100,000 views on YouTube now, which is chump change to a lot of YouTubers, but this is an audio mainly show. So that's pretty sick. And we're just about to cross over. We will cross over before the end of the year. 3 million total downloads of our podcast. So shout out to the squad. Whether you're the like actual walk-on army on the Patreon or just like in the regular army, like you're a private just on the airwaves. Thanks to everyone. We love you.
We do love you.
Fantasy football updates. This year we had increased interest. Last year we did a league where there was 16 of us. All three of us were in the same league. More people wanted to play this year. So now we each have our own league. And from the early signs of just a little bit of conversation in the Discord, I don't think it's going well for any of us, is it?
I'm 3-1. No.
Oh, you are. You're doing well, Drake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it 3-2? I'm 3-2.
Okay. I'm not doing good. And part of that is because the night that I set our draft, I ended up going to a gymnasium that didn't have Wi-Fi, and I auto-drafted my entire team. I auto-drafted my whole fucking team. That team consists of I do have Kyler Murray, J.K. Dobbins, Mel Sanders. I got Debo and Stephon Diggs. Pretty good for an auto-draft. However, your boy is 1-4. Not doing well. No, I'm 2-3. I'm 2-3. Anybody?
Drake just accepted a trade in our other league. Just saw that.
I did.
Literally just right now.
On the podcast right now as we're all looking at our fantasy app. How is that league going?
Because I have my fifth receiver is playing pretty dang well. And I don't have a quarterback. I've been on the waiver trying to find quarterbacks. And he just offered me Kyler, who is getting DeAndre Hopkins back now. So, yeah, I'm in for that.
That's crazy. You want to hear something also? I mean, I know nobody cares about this, but I'm just going to play it out there for you. In my Marshalltown league, which is sort of like your guys' league, there's a little bit more on the line there. I have
ours.
Yeah, especially yours.
Yeah, we're playing for thousands of dollars in this degenerate fueled. Yeah, insane.
You guys are nuts. I mean, ours is like a $65 buy. It goes up $5 every year. I think we're at like $65. And we paid
$350.
Oh my god!
And the commissioner wanted it to be significantly more than
significantly
that.
Significantly higher. The commissioner
is it Yonk?
Currently about to bankrupt.
Yonk
Harrah's
is a
casino.
Yonk's an asshole.
Yonk's is about to bankrupt Harrah's, dude. He is killing them, flat murdering them this football season.
Yeah, yeah. If you own some,
some Harrah's stock,
El Dorado stock or whatever, just sell it all because their next earnings call is going to be shit.
Holy shit.
This man is literally robbing this place blind.
Dude, he's burning them.
We gotta get Yonk on for an episode, man.
I don't think he's interested, but
oh come on, Yonk.
He'd be an electric guest.
So the stat from my other league that's interesting, and I've completely fell into this. I have five receivers that are all through five weeks. I have five of the top 27 ranked receivers.
Well done.
That's pretty good. Well picked.
Tyreek, Jamar Chase, Drake London, Chris Olave, and Mike
Chris
Williams.
Chris Olave ain't going to be ranked up there for long, bro. He's going to be out a while.
Yeah, I mean, but just I've been murdering. Receivers have really been carrying me.
You guys are really getting shit on in our Wash of Walk-Ons League, huh?
I'm 1-4 as well.
I'm 2-3, but one of my wins was like I beat someone like 92-70. So it wasn't good.
What are your
guys' punishments?
Currently I don't believe we have one.
We don't either. I might make it the Waffle House challenge or the IHOP challenge. Either one.
What one's
pick
that?
A breakfast place.
So you
gotta spend 24 hours in either an
24 hours.
Wait for it.
Or a Waffle House. An hour gets taken off for every pancake or waffle that you eat. Depends on the establishment. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a fun one.
Yeah.
That's a fun one. I almost want to do the man.
No.
Ours might have to get upped a little bit even and be the Waffle House challenge with the blow up doll.
Is it across from it?
Yep. And for every waffle or pancake that you successfully stuff inside the blow-up doll, that's an hour off as well.
I knew it was coming. I knew you were going to say that. Unbelievable, dude.
Well, I think you can get one, you know,
three at least.
I don't know. Them Waffle House waffles are big, man. Thick.
Well, you can do a pancake.
Dude, I also
have you guys ever been to a Waffle House?
I've never been to a Waffle House.
Never. Oh, yeah.
So I went for the first time like last spring. I don't know. They don't really have them that much up here in Iowa, but them waffles are thick. So I think if you got 12 and spent 12 hours in a Waffle House, that's a win.
Oh, yeah.
That is an absolute win if you ate a waffle an hour for 12 hours.
Oh, God.
That would hurt so bad.
It would hurt. I think that is your best case scenario is you're spending 12 hours there.
You want to hear something that's even like it gets even worse. Doyle used to call me Froning, right? CrossFit champ from way back. His gym, him and some of the other like elite CrossFitters went that's to the
right
waffle.
Down the street from where I lived, bro. Like he was just 40 minutes down the road, 30 right. minutes down the road.
Yeah. Cookville. They went to a Waffle House and they did that exact challenge, except for every waffle to knock that hour off that you ate, you also had to do 50 calories on the assault bike.
Oh, ooh.
So it was a waffle plus 50 calories that knocks an hour off. Brutal.
Bruh. That is regurgitation.
That's bad news bears.
Potential. Yeah.
That's bad. I think the guy who lasted the longest, you could also bow out at some point and just take your, you know, just take the L. And the guy who got out the quickest was, I believe it was 13 hours. So he did 11 or so. Bad. Not good. Should we get to our top five? I think so.
Sure.
I mean, I can't even think of five things, honestly.
You couldn't think of five things?
Nah, man. I got like three.
Me and Drake thought this was a broad topic.
It's too broad, honestly.
Okay. Well.
I remember what I was going to
put. Drake remembers what we're going to talk about now. That's that away.
For those watching, they know why. our top five of the night is fall things, anything that happens during fall, around fall, because of fall. Top five fall, or I guess you could also call it autumn things. Would anybody like to go first with their number five?
Leaves. I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna go here.
Dude, I told you I couldn't think this is a terrible topic. I don't like it. Leaves are cool when they change colors. I don't know, man.
Changing color. I am. We love you, Kev.
We're disappointed in him, and every time he comes up with a top five, we're more disappointed.
I had no input on this being the topic for the night. I'm doing this under protest.
My top five. Or my number five is Cyber
Monday. Dude, this was so easy, bro. You can do so many things.
Cyber Monday is my number five.
Okay.
Now, you'll say Black Friday is not on my list. Now, I do enjoy Black Friday, but I do not shop on Black Friday. First of all, we were playing on Black Friday for the last half decade before. Well, I guess that's a half decade ago now. So for a long time, we were not even available. Cyber Monday is Black Friday, except for you get to sit your ass on the couch. And when I was a video game player, which is really sad that I'm now at the point where I no longer play video games except for Clash of Clans, I would get hella tech deals and video game deals and headsets on Cyber Monday. And it was one of my favorite days of the year as a nerd. So that's my number five.
My number five, haunted houses.
Haunted houses blow.
Dude, is it because...
I've never had a good experience there. It's just like lame.
So it's you don't like them because they're lame. Because I don't like them because I will shit my pants. I guess I've
just never been to a good one, I guess. I don't know.
So that's unfortunate because you remember where Reed Sealby lived in high or went to high school?
Yeah.
Just right across the Iowa border.
Was that Byron?
In Byron or just outside of Byron, there was a phenomenal haunted house that kind of was like – it was almost like a Call of Duty Zombies map where you get into a teleporter and you go to a different thing because – Except the teleporter was you get into a bus.
An elevator or what?
No, you get into a school bus and it's like a beat up old school bus and it drives you and so you're bouncing all around and like.
Oh, so it's Call of Duty.
That was a weird one.
Black Ops 2
zombies. It was like transit or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden you're in a different part of this haunted property. And I've been in some cool ones that are like legitimate experiences. And that's where my love for haunted houses comes from.
Yeah. I'm just like over, I think I've been to like three or four and I've just, yeah, it's just
now every time in Arizona,
through, like whatever.
In Arizona, we've only been to one good one and it was a multi like section. You did like five different things all in one property and it was pretty cool.
This goes for anything scary. I'm out. I'm all the way out. Ames, for those who are local to Central Iowa, you'll probably can confirm this. I think Ames has the Haunted Forest, which is a pretty popular one in Central Iowa. I will say this. I think they're cool for those who like it. To create that environment and like a walkthrough situation,
Put it this way. I like haunted houses enough that Kaylee and I were genuinely, genuinely disappointed that we weren't going to be able to do Tennessee haunted houses. Because we've moved back already and we've done the Arizona ones in the Valley and we're not super impressed. Wow. But we really would have liked to have done the Tennessee ones.
Also, you could probably...
A haunted forest in Tennessee could do that one up really well.
Yeah. I just don't do horror. I don't watch scary movies. I just started the fourth season of Stranger Things. Already too much for me. I'm gonna watch it, but I don't like it on the horror level. That's a good number five though. That's a solid pick. Way better than Kevin's. Through this conversation, Kev, have you come up with a number four?
Corn mazes. I don't know. I like a good corn maze.
That's a good one. I respect the corn maze. The hell out of that answer, Kevin.
Have you ever got lost in a corn maze when you were a kid?
Oh yeah. Who hasn't?
Like crying, worried that you'll never see your family again because you're lost.
They sent like the park, the workers there. Like, look, hey, we're looking for Kevin.
I got lost in Central Park in the middle of Manhattan.
Yeah, no.
I was 8 years old and I was lost in the middle of Central Park. I did not have a cell phone. Brother, I had to go up to a random stranger and say, hey, I'm crying. I'm like, I don't know where my mom is. Can I please use your phone? And we had to call the police who then radioed around. And my mom was talking to the police saying that, hey, I lost my son because we were on a bike ride. No. So we were on a bike ride in Central Park and we were with another group. And my mom thought I was with my friend and his mom, and my friend and his mom thought I was with my mom, and I took the wrong turn, and who knows how far apart we were, but I ended up getting picked up in the police car with my mom because the cop was like, he heard it over the radio. My mom's like, yeah, that's my son. And the cop's like, all right, I've got his mom. So we'll just go ahead and hang tight there. We'll be there to pick him up.
Dude. The more I learn about you, the more everything makes sense. Is that just add that to the trauma?
Now, was this person you went up to alone, or were they like? Is it around a group of people?
Alone.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So you almost got murdered.
I almost got kidnapped,
bro. You could have got Dahmered.
For 100%.
You guys watching Dahmer?
Kaylee watched it all, dude.
She loves that shit, huh?
Unbelievable. That's why she's with me. She's into serial killers and shit.
Girls love that shit. Girls secretly, I think, kind of want to be with serial killers. I think they have a thing.
I think Kaylee has that.
Either that or they kind of want to be serial killers. One of the two.
They're not very good at it, though. There's not really a whole lot of
Kaylee. Like murder crime or true crime podcasts, like, crush it.
Oh, yeah. The Crime Junkies, we listen to that.
They're number one. And they're number two behind Rogan, maybe.
They're making all the money.
All the money.
We should just kind of pivot to that.
Should we pivot?
Drake, you should start doing some crimes, and then we'll do true crime reporting on
it. And then Kevin and I will break it down on the podcast. Oh, fuck. All right, so this week, Drake murdered...
Remember I was talking about that deferred judgment? We told you we'd get back to that.
This week, Drake murdered a couple in the park. Dude, but low-key, crime was so... I don't want to make this... I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but... In 1975,
oh, it was so easy.
I could have killed so many people, dude. I mean, let's be honest. I could have killed so many people.
All of the people.
How many before you think you would have got caught, Clue?
I would have never gotten caught.
50 or 100. I mean, dozens, Kevin. I'm talking, there was no cameras. There was no cell phones to track.
There was no software to track IP or anything.
Nothing.
Like that.
Dude, as long as you're just randomly killing people and you didn't have real motive, because that's how they caught people. It's like, okay, who would kill this person? If you're just killing random people, you could go for years. I mean, I didn't want that to turn dark or anything, but I'm just saying.
You're right, though. Have you given your number four yet?
No. My number four is hoodies.
Okay, that's a lot like leaves, because I wear hoodies in 110 degrees in Phoenix. And you know that you wore a hoodie and sweatpants every single day of camp when it was 100 degrees. So,
what is camp called? Fall camp?
Well, it's going to be funny enough that you mentioned that, because we'll put a pin in that. Go ahead. Right,
well, wearing hoodies is my number four, because as you know,
as we know, it's an article of clothing supposed to keep you warm. It's got a hood for your head when the cold wind hits your ears. We got it. Kevin, number three.
I guess kind of going along with that theme. I think fall is the best weather.
Wait, what was your number four, Drake?
I did haunted houses. Or wait. Number four.
He just called me out for not having a number four. Shit on it. And we totally skipped past him.
We did skip past it.
Well, give me your number four then. Fucking hoodies. Ugh.
What was your number five?
Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah. And Kevin's was leaves.
Fuck yeah, baby.
I can't wait to put leaves on the graphic.
So then what did you give to number four, Kevin?
The weather.
Corn mazes. You gave us corn mazes for number four.
Oh, yeah. All right.
My number four.
And my number three is weather. Fuck.
Oh, we're still on number four. I fucked this up, Kevin. This is on me. I
we
do
suck.
Eat this.
We suck ass.
My number four, fall coffee.
Like your fall basic flavors?
Spice bitch, aren't you?
No. I've been absolutely loving the apple crisp, oat milk, macchiato.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
I'll be honest. I can't even hate on the pumpkin spice, though. Cause like, damn, you know,
yeah,
like anything flavored like that.
You could just say fall flavors in general, but I particularly indulge in the fall coffees.
Yeah, you're a big on that apple.
Every Friday was pumpkin spice Friday, dude.
Yeah, you did walk in with the pumpkin spice
every Friday.
After
and guess what? I could do that because I played fullback. Okay, I painted my face and did the job that you asked the fullback to do. So I can walk in the building with a pumpkin spice latte. I can be comfortable with my sexuality in that building. I don't got shit to prove. I prove it on Saturdays.
Wow. Chalk one up for you and the other players who didn't feel comfortable in that building. Disrespectful. Kevin was fall weather at number three. And that's respectful.
And dude, older I get, the more I am like, you know, summer just doesn't do it for me anymore, man.
No, I agree. And this is on my
list. You would not like the desert then, Kev.
Yeah. Yeah, Drake, I've spent a weekend out there. I'm like, you cannot be outside after 10 a.m.
Yeah, it's true. Respect fall weather. Put a pin in that. We'll come back around on my end as well. For me, number three is – oh, I just forgot it. Fuck me.
Put a pin in scary things also, because we can circle back to that after this top five is over.
This is controversial because it's its own thing. We could do a top five of what I'm about to say, but Thanksgiving. I mean
– And that's your number three is Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Now, when we get to Thanksgiving, we're going to do a top five of Thanksgiving. Maybe foods, sure. Desserts, killing turkeys. I don't know. It could deserve its own, but I'm putting it as a whole number here. Number three, Thanksgiving. Give me all of it. Your number three?
My number three throws it back to college. Girls' Halloween costumes.
I was going to put it on there. I was going to put it on. Costumes was going to be on there for me. And
particularly honestly, in the female sex.
All right, Dahmer.
I'm saying.
I guess actually he was going after guys, so that doesn't check out. Kev, you kind of look like Dahmer. Between the three of us, you definitely look like the most like him.
I might be Dahmer. Might be a good guy.
Costumes.
They were nice. I don't know what to say.
I got more. I could say a lot, but I'll say a little. No, love
there it. There wasn't much there, and I didn't have anything bad to say about it.
Yeah. There was one year where there was – Kev and I went out on Halloween one night. Mm. We're having fun.
Yeah, that was that night. That's right.
We're having fun. You know what? I won't even go into it. Maybe on DHT.
Number two.
Thanksgiving was my number two. I think okay. Thanksgiving is an underrated holiday, and I fucking love it. There's respect. A lot of food. There's football to watch. It is great.
Love that. My number two is football.
Oh, football. My God. I was so worried that this wasn't going to appear on any of you guys' other lists.
My number two, NFL/fantasy football.
Okay. Awesome. Love it. We all have it because it's Kevin's number one.
It's Kevin's number one. It's football/tailgating. Yeah.
Kevin's okay. Going to love my number one.
Football is good. As we mentioned, I got shit for this a couple weeks ago. I'm not the A1 sports fan. So it is my number two.
Yeah. So I was very concerned that it wasn't going to show up in your list and I was going to be very disappointed and have to leave the podcast forever.
And you know what? I actually considered putting it number one. Cause it is great. And it's literally the reason we have this show for the most part. Number one for me, track
not for the most part whatsoever. It's like literally
it's the entire reason why we have this. Although in another world, I would like to think that the three of us start a podcast. Now we have no platform without the football.
How would we meet each other? You imbecile.
That's true. That is true. We met because of football.
It's such a great insult. I don't think it gets used enough anymore.
Yeah, that's solid. You're right. You're right, Drake.
Top five insults.
Oh, fat tub of shit has to be.
Kev, four of our top five probably aren't even – I mean, we're canceled. The pod gets canceled.
Instagram won't let you put the graphic up.
That would be a wild graphic. Top five insults, dude? Are you kidding me? That's going to get the blurry, are you sure you want to view this photo?
Yeah.
And yeah, this is adult content. Tracking it back to Kevin's fall weather, I'm going to get even more precise here. And it kind of goes along with Drake's honorable mention that he didn't put it number one. When that first fall morning hits and it's that crisp, cool air and it's on the skin and it's almost got like a little smell to it. You can smell the grass, the dew. Whatever you call that, that's number one. That's number one for me.
Yeah. So Kluver mentioned my honorable mention, which coming in at honorable mention, which is much higher than that if we're going to be honest, but we'll leave it there, is a nice smoke on a crisp morning.
What are you smoking? Cigar?
I like to have an intimate moment with my Lord in the morning.
Kevin said so chicken wings.
I like to elevate a little bit, especially on a nice, crisp morning.
You're getting your vitamins in early.
Early. Is what you're saying. Of course, you got to start your day with it.
Okay, well, since that's an honorable mention and we're keeping it a little clean here, what's your what would you actually put in the number one slot?
So Kevin said that he would have left this podcast if football was left off our list because football is a marker of fall.
Yeah.
So my number one is camp's over.
Camp's over.
Wow, okay. that's a clean number one.
I think that's technically summer though.
Is Kevin, it though?
When camp's over, football starts, boys. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I'll allow it.
I will also accept it because the last time you walk out of the Marriott for the year,
What about the last time you walk out of the Marriott for your life, dude? We walked out and Chris Bauer picked us up.
Yep.
And he's like, fellas, you did it. It's never again. And we're just like, I don't even know how. How did we make it, though? That's the thing. How did we make it through five of them?
Bruh, I was a week into the first one. I'm like, I don't know.
Kevin lays in bed at night and still thinks about this.
That first camp, I was about to say felt like it was a month, but it literally was a month. It was
24 days.
24 days. And a lot of doubles.
So many doubles.
Every double felt like 2 days. So oof.
It may as well have been 90 days in camp, I think. And I was a long snapper. I was just sitting there eating chips.
When you're in over your head, just overwhelmed and questioning every decision you've made, those 24 days had to feel like you were lost at sea.
Bro, you feel like a terrible football player. You feel dumb as shit because you can't understand what the hell is happening in the meetings. And the meetings are going on and Coach Parker's talking about this stuff. You have no idea what's going on. And yeah,
you know what?
That's a great number one, Drake. Camp's over.
Incredible number one. At the end of the days when we would get back to the hotel, and it was obviously different for you guys because you guys were taking a physical and a mental toll of like learning and stuff. But even for me, you know, you throw an 18-year-old kid in there. Everybody's bigger than you. You're getting fucking your knees cut down on cover drill. You're just there's nothing that's going right in your life. And would you guys get back to the hotel at the end of the night and kind of sit in the chair in eating your snack? And in your mind, you were so like it was just a moment of like, this is a lot, huh? Like I.
Bro, dude, the only thing processing in my mind when we got back, it was just me eating the snack. That was it. There's no other thoughts going on. I'm just like,
you didn't have enough energy for anything else.
Just one more bite. Just one more bite.
Dude, I sat in bed. I just sat in bed eating my snack, thinking to myself, how can I do this? How can I make it through another day?
If you would have walked in on me, I would have looked like an actual like zombie on The Walking Dead, just eating
a burrito,
whatever you wanted. Yeah, that's I would have been eating. If you would have walked in, I might have like looked up with just like a blank look on my face.
Lights on, but nobody's home, dude.
Exactly.
I think because it was easier for me, I almost convinced myself in my mind that this was like, you know, I was really playing off of the fact that it's like, hey, there's 37 of us in this class, and like. They say that this is what it's about, right? Like this is cool. We're cool, right? Like this is it. Division I football. And I just convinced myself, like, all right, well, better not throw that away. But in reality, it was like, oh, we're in hell. Like, and I'm just chilling at the gate. My friends, they're deep. They're level 6, level 7. I can see it. I can see it. I'm watching Drake.
Drake's got a concussion and I think his neck's broke.
Every day, dude. I'm getting in the van and looking at you guys, and you're like, the Tin Man, get some lube for them joints. I was camp being over.
It forges men, though. It really does, which is why I can't believe that the Iowa offensive line's playing the way they are. But I'm just not here to talk about that.
Yeah, well, camp ain't what it used to be.
It is. It is not what it used to be. A lot of
half as long and no doubles. It ain't what it used to be. It ain't what it used to be before we got there either. Like camp back in the 2000s or 90s or 80s or basically any time before 2010.
It's gotten progressively better for 45 years. Yeah. I mean, you know, the 80s thought that the 90s guys were soft. The 90s thought the 2000s were soft. We think that the guys right now are soft. I mean, our society is going to turn into a bunch of pillows at some point. Fucking Charmin Ultra. All right. We are going to talk about football briefly. This is going to end the podcast. That's our top five fall edition. And Drake,
I was going to end the podcast with the interesting story of my last, you know, of the 16 hour, you know what I'm talking about? Yesterday.
Oh yeah. Okay. Go for it.
All right. So yesterday I had a very unique experience that then got blue balled horridly. Mm. So I had just got done training this weekend. I've got a jiu-jitsu competition. Once a year they do an Arizona State thing. And my coach asked me to please compete in it, said no problem. So boom, I get a call from one of the fighters at Power who is fighting on the Bellator card in November. Sully, talked about him before. And he's like, yo, you taking that fight or what? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you fighting Friday? And I was like, Sully, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, I'm competing Saturday, but what do you mean? He's like, CB, who is CB Dalloway, former fighter, and now he's just kind of like helps out with regional fighting promotions. He's like, he was looking for somebody at 195, and I was like, dude, Bo would have a heart attack. I was like, he would not, there's no way he's going to let that fly. And he's like, Bo recommended you. Or like, what? So I'm like, okay, well, if Bo said yes, then I'm in. I was like, tell him yes. So they told him yes. And I'm at this point, I'm thinking, well, they only came to me because they knew that this guy was looking for a fight. Like, if I say yes, then we're getting in a fist fight. And of course, if you ask me if I want to get in a fist fight, I'm going to tell you yes. So I had all intentions of today going to the doctor, getting blood work done and everything, tomorrow cutting the weight, making weight, and then fighting on Friday. And this morning I wake up and there's no texts. So I texted Sully and CB. I was like, yo, anything, any news? And they said no. And Sully was like, just message the dude. He's like, message him on Facebook. I'm like, who has Facebook? And so then I just messaged him. I'm like, yo, we fighting or what? And he messaged me back, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, I messaged him back. I'm like, I'm the dude who took the fight at 195 in Arizona. I was like, we fighting or what? And then he said he was fighting some other dude. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm all bummed out, right? And then I got a text that he wasn't fighting anybody else. He just refused to fight and backed out.
So there you go. Drake was going to be in a cage.
I was so hyped, dude. Yeah. I was on the moon. The adrenaline rush of saying yes and then like thinking, okay, well, I said yes, so I was the last piece to the puzzle, was a crazy feeling. I was so hyped.
Drake was going to be in a cage.
On short notice, too. That's the best way, because I've been training. I'm ready, but I don't have to think about it for 6 or 8 weeks.
Yeah. There you go. For anyone who's interested in Drake's fighting career and him punching other people in the face or potentially choking them out, a lot of the more intimate details of that do get divulged. I don't even think that's a
divulged?
Word. Divulged in the Patreon. So patreon.com/washupwalkons. Real quickly,
DJ Kevin. Yeah.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Kevin got hot again last week, Drake. Guy's 10-5. 10-5.
I'm telling you, that's why we started this entire podcast or this entire segment of the podcast, because Kevin is really good at betting college football.
Yeah. I fucked him up 1 week. Otherwise, he'd be like smoking hot.
Yeah. He, I don't know if you wouldn't know this, but Klug jinxed me. I went 0-3 that week.
Yeah. I fucked him up. It's definitely a me thing to do, but Kevin, it is your segment. Please lead us off with a couple picks.
I'm going to lead us off with just, hey, college football, have yourself a weekend. We got 5 ranked matchups. We got number 10, Penn State, number 5, Michigan, number 7, USC, number 20, Utah, number 15, NC State, number 18, Syracuse, number 8, OK State, number 13, TCU, and number 3, Bama versus number 6, Tennessee.
Number we got 3, ourselves. Bama, what happened?
Niggas got voted down a little bit.
Oh, who's number 1?
Georgia.
Georgia and Ohio State are banging.
Yeah.
So anyway, is the Michigan game at Michigan?
At the Big House, yep.
You got to take them then.
Well, I'm just saying, college football got a great slate. The Hawks aren't playing, but if you're a college football fan, this is the type of college football Saturday you just love to dream about and watch and enjoy. And only a sick, decrepit individual would deprive your friends of that by getting married in October. But we're not going to talk about that.
So you have a wedding this weekend?
I'm not going to be watching college football all day on Saturday.
Holy shit. You might not make it out of Canada. I digress.
He must be a good friend.
Our buddy Josh is getting married on Saturday.
And Josh is the exact type of dude that schedules an October wedding. Because I've been saying for years and years and years that Josh just needs his ass beat one time really, really well, and he'd be a pretty good dude.
I'll give him this. He had the courtesy of doing it on Iowa's bye weekend. But going in some picks here. First pick, I got Cal minus 14.5 at Colorado. Colorado has fired their head coach this year. They are giving up over 500 yards of offense a game, and their own offense is not much better than what the Hawks are producing.
Drake's turning into Michael Vick now with the dog fight in the back.
Number 2, I got NC State plus 4 at Syracuse. Syracuse has only played really one tough game in Purdue, and that was a really close one. NC State has a lot of firepower behind them. They only have one loss to in a very close game versus Clemson. So I'll take the points at Syracuse. Give me NC State plus 4. And then last but not least, well, kind of least, fuck these guys. When you can't bet the Iowa under, bet the Iowa State under, because their offense is having some issues as well. They're having a pretty decent defense. Iowa State at Texas under 50.
Under 50. Okay. It's a good pick. I'm a Baylor fan. Transplant.
Also a Baylor fan. Go Dylan Doyle.
They stumbled a little bit after Iowa State. I don't think that West Virginia hangs with them, though. I see the line at minus 3. I can get it at minus 3. Give me Baylor minus 3 at West Virginia. That's pick number 1. Pick number 2. And this is a Cardinal.
West Virginia is a tough place to play, dude.
It is.
I don't know that.
It is, but they're
nuts out there.
But they're not.
West Virginia.
Country road, take me home.
I'm breaking.
Virginia.
I should be punished.
Mountain mama, take me home. Country road.
This is a cardinal rule of Kevin after he got fucked 2 years ago. Can you name the rule, Kev? Never bet on 2 teams.
Iowa State or Nebraska. Don't do it. Don't do it, Kluver. Don't do it.
I'm not doing it. I'm betting on Texas. Texas to cover 16.5 points is where I see it. It started at 14.5. It's been bet up. Texas is playing right now, and Iowa State has struggled the last couple of weeks since they played Iowa.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all.
So I'm taking Texas to cover against Iowa State. If Iowa State bites me in the ass, then I will fall into never.
I think that game being at Texas is huge for you.
It's big.
I think in Ames, that's a closer game.
I agree. My final matchup is going to go down to the soon to be Big Ten team. One of the matchups that Kevin mentioned as part of this big college football Saturday, it is the USC Trojans at the Utah Utes. And I'm seeing USC getting 3.5 points.
Untested, man. Haven't had a battle yet.
I'm going to finagle my way right into that trap then. I'm thinking that USC covers the 3.5.
It's very possible.
That's my third bet. Give me Baylor -3, Texas -16.5, USC +3.5. Those are my three bets. And the bet of the week, the DRF bet of the week, goes back to game day, back to Tennessee and Bama. Tennessee covers against Roll Tide.
Plus seven.
That is our boost of the week. DRF, shout out to the boys sponsoring the podcast. Drake, you don't have to throw out three picks. I know last week it was a 1-800 bets off week for you.
Listen, fellas, I told y'all I found Jesus. I found the Lord, and I don't partake in this blasphemous behavior. I want to go to heaven.
Is Theo on the podcast now? Did you just bust out a Theo bit?
No, I was honestly trying to be from Texas.
Okay. Well, that's okay. You do that too. So I guess if you bet now, that's not a good way to end the segment. If you're better, you're not going to heaven. You need Jesus.
Better don't go to heaven.
You need Jesus.
You need to see Jesus.
Jesus would take Tennessee +7 this weekend. I think he would.
Go Vols.
Rocky Top. That's all I got. 1 hour and 12 minutes. This was way too.
Do y'all remember when they played Rocky Top in our facility
every single
entire
time
bull prep?
Yeah. And then we heard it 14 times during the game.
Yeah, that made it even worse.
And as we were bent over, they shouted it into our bowels. Yeah, I do remember. So we'll leave it there. Hawkslayer Bull. What was that guy's name? Josh Dobbs?
Dobbs.
Guy didn't have any eyebrows.
And I met him at Lipscomb. He was out throwing with the guys for a while.
Probably a great dude.
And I was like, hey, man, I just want to tell you that I don't at all appreciate what you did to us.
Thank you. Thanks, Josh. That's all I got. Enjoy a college football weekend. Possibly more enjoyable for Hawkeye Nation, as the last couple weeks have been a struggle.
Unless you're Kevin.
Unless you're Kevin, who's going to be at a wedding and
heavily inebriated. Yeah.
Shout out.
Drink and drive, folks.
That's all we got. Hawks by a million. We'll talk to you on Monday. Peace.